This is Leeds Student Radio.
Dear Miss Dowding, I've a problem, you see. I want to quit my frowning, I'd be all so happy. Won't you lend me a hand, that'd be all so grand, my darling Agony Anne.
And welcome to the first airing of our lovely jubbly new radio show called Dear Miss Dowding, where I, Miss Doris Dowding, will be solving all of your troubles with some friendly and helpful advice. Also, coming up on the show today, just a wee bit later on, we have our speciality psychic, Miss Mystic Murray, with our special guest of the week, Miss Catherine DeMello, and they'll be talking all things magical and solving all your future worries and anxieties by reading all of your lovely horoscopes in that malarkey. Just a little later after that, we have our sex and relationships expert, Miss Imogen Tewson, who'll be talking all about those troublesome twosome issues that we may be having and interviewing another special guest of ours, Miss Lily. Now, for those listeners who may be a wee bit younger, just to warn you that there may be some adult topics discussed, and you might want to turn off your little ears for that bit. But not to worry, because after we've talked with the lovely Miss Tucson, we'll be jetting over to chat to Miss Tracy Travels, our out-of-house celebrity interviewer, where she'll be interviewing the fantastically marvellous Mr. Benedict Cumberbatch. Last but certainly not least of all, we'll be kicking off our new news section with our wonderful weatherman, Mr. Austin Showers, followed by a good old lowdown on all the news and gossip for you young folk with our wonderful gossip guru. But for now, we have myself in the studio, your dearest agony aunt, chatting through all of your little worries and anxieties. So first up, from our lovely write-in listeners, we have a young boy called James, who's a lovely Londoner and not so used to our chilly Yorkshire weather up here. James writes, "Dear agony aunt, how do I prepare for the winter? I'm not used to the cold Leeds weather." "Oh, this is no problem at all, dear. You just need to put some more layers on." Moving on to our next write-in, we have a nice young lady called Lisa. Let's see if we can't help her out, shan't we? "Dear Agony Aunt, my life ambition is to be a pirate, just like Captain Jack. Is this normal?" "Oh, my poor little sparrow. Don't worry if this is uncharted waters to others. As long as you follow your heart, I'm sure you'll sail through this problem." The next letter we have is from another young man called Barnaby. He writes, "Dear Agony Aunt, I have a severe case of sweet tooth. How do I stop myself?" "Oh, sugar, those cavities are a trial. This isn't a problem you can't bury. You'll have to face up to it and get some nuts. Don't worry, sweetie, it'll all work out." Now let's turn to our final letter, the main issue of the week, from Georgia. This poor lass is having some work problems. Let's try to lend her a helping hand. "Dear Agony Aunt, I'm lactose intolerant, but I work on a cow farm. What should I do?" "Oh, dearie me, this sounds like a massive problem. I think the best thing to do here is just to milk this experience for all it's worth. After all, you don't have to eat the finished product. Maybe try buttering up your boss to make a better situation for yourself. Give him a big cheesy grin and don't be cowardly about it. I'm sorry I can't give you any other advice, but for what it's worth, you might want to see a doctor, my love. He could turn your life around." So there you have it, my dears. That's all of our write-ins for this week. Hopefully feeling a little less anxious about their problems. That's everything from me for now. But stay tuned for our Mystic Murray section up next, an interview with Benedict Cumberbatch, and some sound relationship advice from Miss Tucson. But before I go, I'll leave you with this lovely little jig in tribute to our main issue of the week, poor old Georgia and her dietary troubles. This is Milk and Alcohol by Dr. Feelgood, and I really hope you do feel good now, my dear.
car, started up. Feel bad, sad night, love sore. Sit up against the wall, don't make a run. They got me on the dead alcohol. Got me on the dead alcohol. They got me on the dead alcohol.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, gypsies and witches, and all of you out there who enjoy a spell of fortune telling. I am the magical Mystic Murray, here for all your spiritual and mystical needs. On today's show, we have a very special guest with us, Catherine.
Hello.
How are you today, Catherine?
I'm very good, thank you very much.
So tell us a bit about yourself. Do you have any major interests or hobbies?
I'm actually really interested in Harry Potter. I'm a really big fan. I joined the Quidditch Society.
Quidditch? What's Quidditch?
Quidditch is the game that we play in Harry Potter. It's on the broomsticks, you know?
Sounds magical.
Yeah. It's a book about witches and wizards, so, yeah.
So, Catherine, how old are you?
25.
Any relationships that I should be aware of?
No relationships whatsoever, actually. Have a bit of problems in that area.
There's no Ginny for your Harry.
I wish.
Brilliant. I feel like I've got a connection with your aura now.
Really?
Yes, it's quite strong. It's a powerful soul you have inside you.
Okay.
Shall we turn to the crystal ball?
Yes, please. I'd like to do that very much.
Let us look, O mystical ball, into thy eye. Do tell us all. Oh, I see a glimmer.
What? Glimmer?
It's coming to me.
Oh, okay.
You will meet a man who shall not be named in a magical alleyway.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, I'm getting another one.
Oh, really?
When a release of a popular series is rumoured, you will buy a new book.
Oh, that's quite interesting.
Oh, I wonder. I have more coming from your spirit.
Oh, brothers.
You will have some confidence issues, but I see a comedic ginger in your future.
Oh!
Whose phobia of spiders will remedy this issue.
Oh!
Oh, a word of caution for you, my dear.
Oh.
There's some dark forces surrounding your aura.
Oh, no.
A two-faced man will come to you about a stone.
Okay.
Be aware of this man.
This sounds very vaguely familiar. I would almost say it was one of the plot of the Harry Potter novels. Are you sure this is coming from that crystal ball?
The crystal ball has never told me this story before.
Oh, okay. No lies from the crystal ball, yes.
The crystal ball never lies.
Oh, okay.
If you look into its eye, you'll see it never lies.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
I hope that helped, Catherine. Before you go, Catherine, may I ask you for your star sign?
Yes, I'm a Taurus.
Oh, a Taurus. How lovely.
Yeah, the ball.
From the stars, today I'm going to read your horoscope.
Oh, excellent.
It looks like you're ready to love in the parts of you that suffer, and they are the loneliest bits. From this window, it looks like you're about to come smack dab into an intimate understanding of disease. There's nothing more than understanding the lies we are told, the lies we created, and the long list of lies sold to us on a daily basis.
Oh no.
A healthy society has room for us all, though. A healthy mind knows that disease is not separate from at ease.
Wow, thank you very much.
It's just the other side of a coin, my dear.
Brilliant.
You will also discover a new flavour of ice cream that you enjoy thoroughly.
Oh, I look forward to that. Thank you very much.
The stars are order points.
Yes, thank you.
That's all we have time for today. Thank you for being such a lovely guest, my dear Catherine.
Oh, thank you for having me on. It's been very nice.
I hope the stars are good to you in the future. Up next is Twosons with Twosons, so don't forget to listen in for some relationship advice after this classic song, Kind of Magic, by Queen. It's a kind of magic. It's a kind of magic. A kind of magic. One dream. One soul, one prize, one goal.
Two Sims with Tucson.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It is that point in the show where I get down to business with your relationship props. All out of love, I'll set you free. Baby, I'll get you out of your misery. I'll show you the way. Oh, I miss the days of masquerading as a pop star with my one-hit wonders and my raunchy set of lungs. Oh well, you win some, you lose some. On to the topic of today. Let's get a handle on your love, let's rock your boat, baby, and let's make you feel beautiful no matter what they say. So today's special guest is the beautiful, the sexy, the sumptuous Lily! Lily, darling, how can we help you today? Tell me your problems, my child.
Well, I've been seeing this guy.
Mm-hmm, I'm listening.
I mean, he treats me with respect. He says he loves me all the time. I mean, he calls me 15 times a day.
He likes to make sure I'm fine.
You know, I've never met a man who makes me feel quite so secure. He's not like all of them other boys. They're all so dumb and immature. There's just one thing that's getting in the way. When we go up to bed, he's just no good. It's such a shame. Yeah, I mean, I look into his eyes. I want to get to know him. And then he makes this noise.
It's apparent it's all over. I see.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not fair. And I think he's really mean.
I think he's really mean.
I mean, it's supposed to care, but he never makes me scream.
He never makes you scream? Hmm.
I mean, and I'll be lying
right,
in the bed.
Right, we get the picture, Lily. Okay, so this is a tough one, right. But I think I can help you out.
Okay. What shall I do?
Well, like you said, he's a mature guy, and he makes you feel secure. And that's quite rare these days, so I would definitely suggest hanging on to him.
So you don't think I should break up with him straight away?
Oh, gosh, no. Definitely do not break up with him. Do everything you can to salvage this relationship.
Right, alright.
So what you need to do is tell him about your dissatisfaction in the bedroom, but in a subtle way.
Okay.
You know, don't come across too harshly, or you'll scare him away. And that's not what you're to do. You want to give him constructive criticism.
What do you mean by constructive and subtle and all this? Like, how should I tell him?
Well, let's say, for example, you're in the lounge, you know, you're just watching television, and perhaps you're watching a programme on fornication. So I want you to say, "Oh, that looks interesting. I, you know, certain mix of that interests me." Just kind of give subtle hints.
Right. Well, that sounds really great. But we don't have a TV.
Ah, I see. That could be a problem.
I threw it out the window the other day, and we just haven't had one since. So.
Right. So you could buy another one, but that would be an expensive solution, I think.
Yeah, it would.
Okay, so I have another solution. What you could do is when you're actually in the bedroom, and you know, say he's, you know, doing
something. What you mean, like? Yeah,
when you're getting down to the nitty-gritty.
Oh, okay, all right.
Then he could be doing something and perhaps you don't like it, but don't say, "I don't like it." Say,
"Yeah,
you could do this."
Yeah.
So, you know.
Okay, well,
suggest something else.
What do you mean, like, how should I say? Like, what should I just say? "No, I want you to give me a cuddle."
No, definitely not. So if it's a sexual thing that you're concerned about, then when he's trying to please you, then you just need to say, "I would like you to do this," and you know, if he doesn't do it, then if this goes on for a while, this is something you need to be concerned about.
That's my concern. That's why I've come on your show today.
But at the moment, you need to ease him into it and give him some criticism, but don't scare him away.
Right, okay.
Because if you don't tell him, then how will he know he's doing anything wrong? The problem these days with couples and relationships is the misconception, misinterpretations. People need to just tell each other how they want things to go.
That's so true. Thank you. I feel so much better now.
Honesty is key in any relationship. So, great. I hope I cleared things up for you today. I think that's all from Lily and I for today's show. Thank you very much for coming in, Lily.
Thank you for having me.
So if you have a problem like Lily, tune in next week to hear some more love advice. Are you a single lady, a strong independent woman, or like Will Young, do you think you'd better leave right now? Tune into the show and find out next week on the Twosomes with Twosomes section of our Agony Aunt show. Next up is Tracy Travels interviewing the glorious Benedict Cumberbatch. Jealous much? Now to leave you with a feel-good tune that I think you might relate to, Lily, here's Not Fair.
Oh, he treats me with respect. He says he loves me all the time. He calls me 15 times a day. He likes to make sure that I'm fine. You know I've never met a man who's made me feel quite so secure. He's not like all them other boys. They're all so dumb and immature. That's just one thing.
Tracy Travels.
Hey y'all, Tracy Travels here. Welcome back to the Sunday Show. And today we have a very special treat because I have the hunk of monk, who is Benedict Cumberbatch! Yay! Well, it's a pleasure to be here. So, Benny, can I call you Benny? After I saw that you were in Hamlet, I just freaked. I thought, you know what I just thought? I thought, this is the new Game of Thrones. Incest, murder, political stuff. Yes,
well, I suppose that interpretation is slightly plausible.
So how much did you actually work with the writer of this thing? We like co-writing, we like friends. So it's like a collaborative piece. Yeah?
Unfortunately, not exactly.
Oh, why is that?
Well, he's dead. He's been there for a while.
Oh my god, that's so bad! Just like a tribute to your dead friend. Like, you want to make his work like the best thing ever. So you're doing the handwriting. He's your inspiration.
No, I never actually met him a bit before. My time, actually, about 500 years.
Oh my god, of course! Joking, just kidding. I knew that. So, I heard people were queuing around the block for tickets. How does it feel to be as big as the iPhone 6?
Yeah, well, we've just been really overwhelmed by the phenomenal amount of interest, and by young people as well, which is really what we're trying to do. We get as many young people to see this, and really enthused by theatre at the Barbican. Because I can remember when I was a young boy, and I went to see a performer, like, yeah, so the costumes are way wacky. Wait, period, is that how you say it? Period, yeah. So, lots of tiny lace and little tiny tight lace tights. I mean, it must be hard just to be on stage for like 3 hours, only an itty bitty break in the middle and those itty bitty tiny tidies the whole time. Yes, I mean, I get absolutely drenched in sweat by the end of the performance. Yeah, so you get like all hot and sweaty and stuff, yeah? Yes, doing theatre is the most exhausting thing to do. Yeah, 30 to 30 is great, but we don't need to talk about 30, alright. So, anyway, let's get on to some real stuff. So you're continuing performing as Sherlock Holmes alongside that guy from The Hobbit. What's his name? Morgan Freeman! Morgan Freeman! Actually, it's Martin Freeman. Oh yeah, totally, same thing. So you were in The Hobbit, yeah. You were the dragon. Yay, dragon! So what was it like being in that huge costume? It must have been like so heavy. Actually, it was a CGI, a very, very good team. Oh my god, that wasn't you? I totally believed it was! So, anyway, what's going on in your love life? Is there some Mrs. Cumberbatch, a Mrs. Hamlet, a Mrs. Dragon? No, actually, there's no. Oh, what a total shame! Oh, wait, we can totally cheer you up, though. So, I was doing my research, and I found out that Hamlet is set in Denmark, so we are gonna play some ABBA! Actually, I think ABBA is a Swedish band. ABBA!
If you change your mind, take a chance. I'm the first in line. Take a chance, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone.
Take a chance on me. You can go dancing.
Tracy Travels.
So, what do you say, Benny? Wanna take a chance on me? Yeah. Just kidding. I'm a professional. But seriously, joking, really fun. Okay, so now we have a section of the show where we get some fans to write in and read them out to you. Is that sweet? Is that so sweet? Yeah? Okay. So we have first up Stephen from Milton Keynes. Okay, so Stephen said, so Hamlet is a role that many consider to be the zenith of a male actor's career. How will you differentiate yourself from those films that have come before you, like Richard Burton and David Tennant? Okay, I think we're done with that question. Really. Yeah, let's do another one. Oh, yes, we have a much better one from Andy from Colchester. Okay, he says, Benedict, your hair is one of your most famous features. How do you get those luscious locks? Oh, well, I have a very, very good stylist called Martin. I mean, I left to his own devices. It's terribly, it's not awful. All over the place. So is that like an open position? Like, oh my god, can anyone like apply for that job? So, like me? Like, I can apply for a job? How funny would that be? Just kidding. I'm professional. Just kidding. Oh, but would you look at that? We're all out of time. So, Bandit, it's been lovely having you all to myself today on our show. Is there anything you'd like to say to your fans? Or, you know, maybe like send a special message to someone? Like me. I'd just like to say thank you for everyone who queued up in line for the Hamlet tickets. Sorry for the long wait. And we really do appreciate your support and really put on a great, great production. Okay, so we're gonna finish the song. It's Britney Spears, I'm a Slave for You. I'm a slave for you, Benedict. Ha! Just kidding. But seriously, I'm a slave for you.
I know I may be young, but I've got feelings too. And I need to do what I feel like doing. So let me go and just listen. All you people look at me like I'm a little girl. Well, did you ever think it'd be okay for me to step into this world? Always saying, little girl, don't step into the club. Well, I'm just trying to find out why, 'cause dancing's what I love. Oh, yeah. See this guy, what's practical, what's logical, what the hell, who cares? All I know is I'm so happy when you're dancing there.
that's all for today, guys. You have been listening to Tracy Travels. Don't forget to tune in next weekend where I'll be interviewing the fabulous Snoop Dogg on my section of the show. So I'm going to hand you over to our official weather expert, Austin Showers, for all the lowdown on your weather this week. Ciao!
Showers. Weather with Austin Showers. Rainy, baby.
All right, listeners. I'm Austin Showers, and I'm the delightful weatherman on the Dear Miss Downing show. Hope you enjoyed the other sections of the show. That Mr. Cumberbatch is a good egg, isn't he? Anyways, on with the weather, I suppose. So, Monday. Well, it's mainly looking dark grey, with a high chance of rain all over the place. Tuesday's really more of the same, more sort of grey, you know, maybe a different shade of grey. Like that book my missus keeps reading, I don't get it myself, but... Wednesday. Wednesday's going to be... I think I best make it easier for you, loves. It's probably going to be raining every day this week because, it's Leeds and it's October. That reminds me of this weird thing that happened to me the other week where I was walking along and I saw this duck in a puddle. And I was looking at it and I was thinking, oh, you daft duck, you shouldn't be in a puddle, you should be in a pond. But he wasn't in a pond, he was in a puddle. And I was like, there's not enough room for you in there because you're just a duck. And I was staring at him and he was staring at me and I was staring at him thinking, you're a duck, you are. And he was looking at me going, you're not a duck. And I was looking at him going, if you're a duck, you should be out of that puddle and you should be in a pond because there's more room in a pond, you can swim about. And he wasn't, he was just sat in a puddle. And I thought, what an absolute palaver. Anyway, hopefully next week we'll look a little less dreary weather-wise. My advice is you're probably best curling up in front of the telly with a nice cup of tea and a ham sandwich. That's the stuff. So that's it from me this week. Tune in next week to see whether the weather has decided to wane a little. Stay tuned for our next section of the show. New news coming up after this lovely little number called It's Raining Men by Jerry Halliwell. That ginger one from the Spicy Girls. Enjoy.
Sausage.
News, 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 no, 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 news. New news with Gossip Guru. Today on New News, Jennifer Lawrence is found to have a serious pizza fetish. Will it affect her weight gain? Her new and exciting relationship with that hot actor? We think not. She's already won one Oscar, so we figure she can do whatever she likes from now on. In other news, Posh Spice is releasing a new single called I Wanna Be a Wannabe. Is this a wise career move for the ex-Spice girl, whose recent fashion line of flamingo hats failed to impress the panel of creative critics at that random LA runway show? An unknown and completely legitimate source that has possibly been created for entertainment purposes recently confirmed that Posh was allegedly devastated at her fashion flop and is deciding to bounce back from the fatal fiasco by revisiting her pop star career. Is Posh the new rebound girl in the music industry? We certainly hope so. But if Wayne Rooney recently announced he would be retiring from the football industry due to an injury inflicted by fellow football player Luis Suarez to Rooney's big toe. It has been reported that Suarez, whilst engaging in a playful game of Twister, allegedly bit Rooney's exposed toe, claiming that it looked like a fairy marshmallow. That's all from us this week on New News. Tune in next week to hear more of all the real or current celeb goss with your gossip guru on the Dear Miss Downing Show. God.
Oh, wasn't that a lovely show, dears? I sincerely hope you boys and girls enjoyed it, because we did. I'm afraid it's time for us to say our goodbyes now. But if you like the show, don't forget to stay tuned for next week's Agony Aunt Show, where Mystic Murray and Miss Chewson will be interviewing the lovely Miss Leanne Stenson. Our very own Tracy Travels has the pleasure of interviewing Mr. Snoop Dogg. We'll be hearing more of the most current celebrity news, and little old me will be giving you some sound advice as your dearest agony aunt. Goodbye, my loves. Get a nice early night. And don't forget, if you have any troubles in the world, you know you can always count on your dear Miss Downing. Every Sunday, 5 till 6, only on Leeds Student Radio. Dear Miss Downing, I've a problem, you see. I want to quit my frowning and be oh so happy. Won't you lend me a hand, that'd be oh so grand, my darling agony aunt.
This is Leeds Student Radio.